For the past several years, as we have,
You can actually hear quite well.
Okay. Well, for the past several years, as we have held this conference, we have taken the occasion to give an award for distinguished service to someone who has made significant contributions to the work of our center and also more generally to the field of law and religion and religious liberty. This has been done at different times in different years, but this year we decided to give the award in this session because for the first time this session is being streamed live via the internet, and by doing it now, the recipient's family and friends, we hope, if all is working well, will be able to see the presentation of the award. This year's recipient is Judge J. Clifford Wallace, who doesn't know about this in advance, but he has been one of the great friends of our center. I think we've talked about this, and I think there are just three or four people who have been to all 16 of the various symposia that we have had. For those of you who don't know Judge Wallace, let me tell those of you who don't know him just a few things about his background. He's a graduate of the Berkeley Law School, where he graduated at the head of his class, subsequently practiced law for 15 years in San Diego, and then was appointed to serve as a federal district judge in San Diego, and shortly thereafter, in 1972, was appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. For those of you who are not familiar with our court system in the United States, the appellate level immediately below the Supreme Court is divided into 12 circuits. The Ninth Circuit is easily the largest of these, I think by miles, and Judge Wallace became the chief judge of that circuit. He is now one of the senior judges of that circuit. But in addition to the massive judicial work that he has done, he has, since being appointed a federal judge, has traveled to over 60 countries working on improving judiciaries and contributing to judicial administration around the world, as well as work on constitutions, on human rights, and on freedom of religion or belief. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, formerly of our Supreme Court, has described his service by saying, "He has made more trips than any other judge in the history of the United States. It's staggering." And I think she was not talking merely about taking junkets. I've been on a few of these things with him, and I know how hard he works and the level of the contribution he makes. While his work and engagement has been global, he's taken special interest in Asia, where he has worked on judicial issues in China, the Philippines, India, Pakistan, and probably most of the countries in Asia over time. An example of his many contributions is the creation of the Judicial Training Institute in Thailand, which now serves as a hub of judges in Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam as well. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, who has traveled with Judge Wallace, tells of riding with a Thai judge who pointed to the training center building and said simply, "Judge Wallace." Beyond all else that he has done, Judge Wallace is someone who knows how to move beyond roles and simply connect with people and make a difference as a person. Deborah Wright asked when we got the award whether we had made a mistake by not inscribing judge in front of his name, and I said, "I don't think so. He is someone who stands not merely because of titles, but because of the person he is." So maybe, Judge Wallace, if we could have you come up and accept this award.